Hey everyone, welcome to the Drunken Whalers, a podcast where we get drunk and talk about Dishonored. I'm Claire, this is Sarah.
Hi, it's really hot. Everything sucks.
We really, like, shouldn't be drinking cider, but we're gonna do it.
We're gonna do it. I also, like last time, even though this isn't brunch cast, I also still have coffee because I still have, like, half of my cold brew from Starbucks.
What? Does that taste good?
Together, no, but I like to be awake and I also like to be cold.
It's 1:47.
Don't try this. Never drink coffee and cider at the same time. It sucks. That's my advice to you, kids.
Definitely wasn't gonna.
Don't do it.
I think this is mission 4.
Yeah, it's 4.
Does that sound right? Mission 4, the Royal Physician. It's been literally 5 minutes since Corvo returned to the Hound's Pit Pub with Emily, and they're like, hey, you can't have a nap.
Yeah, this time, for once, they aren't like, hey, Corvo, you look like shit, go to bed. They're like, hey, Corvo, time to go!
Yeah, for once, they actually, like, just push you right out the door.
They're such rude motherfuckers.
Yeah. They're like, you have to go right now to get Sokolov while he's in his apartment, which I didn't do that. I went and looked around.
Yeah, I went and talked to, like, everybody, because they all have interesting stuff to say about the fucking Pendletons and bullshit. Especially Pendleton, whose brothers you just killed and or sentenced to life in mines.
Yeah, that's true. What did they say? I only talked to Emily.
Let me see. So Pendleton, I, like, listened to him talk, and he's like, he's like, oh, I suppose this means I'll have to have children or recognize one of my bastards. Which, cool, Pendleton, thanks.
What a dick.
And he also says to himself, like, ah, Lord of Pendleton Manor, if Waverly could see me now. And Waverly is one of the Boyle sisters who he apparently had a thing with and was also super rude about in one of his audiographs, who may or may not be relevant later.
And also, she's still alive. She's still alive, so, like, she can see him now.
She can see him now. I guess he assumes, probably correctly, that she doesn't give a shit.
That's true. I mean, no one gives a shit about this man.
No one gives a shit. Also, his audiograph, either this time or after the mission, is him talking about the time that he, like, slept with two of the Boyle sisters. So,
okay,
thanks,
great. I read Havelock's journal, which is all, Pendleton is vicious, serves up his own flesh and blood to the cause, very loyal. But I have done the same. My brother was still alive. Probably.
Havelock. Also, it's like, I think at the heart or something was like, oh yeah, Havelock really, like, cared about his brother. And he's still like, yeah, I'd fucking kill him for the shitty revolution, whatever.
Maybe when his brother was alive, he was an okay person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Oh no, that's sad. Claire, that's sad. That's, like, very sad. Okay.
Did I make you sad about Havelock?
I refuse to be sad about Havelock, but you saying that makes me want to be sad about Havelock, which is rude.
Yeah. I think the rest of the journal is like, sometimes innocence must be sacrificed for the good of Dunwall. Everyone that Corvo kills is dying for the Empire, which... fuck off. Also, I haven't killed anyone, so.
I mean, it's fine.
Yeah.
Wait, have you not killed anyone? You've killed some people.
I killed, like, 2 or 3 people by accident.
That counts. They were people, Claire.
I killed... there's the one guy who walked into his own tripwire.
No, that's just stupidity.
Which technically was not my fault. And there was the Weeper who I shot with, a sleep dart, and then fell into the water and drowned immediately.
Oh, Weepers are basically dead anyway.
I feel bad about it, though. But yeah, that's it. Every other time, I've pretty much gotten, like, on the end mission screen, there's, like, a little check mark you can get for, like, didn't kill a single person, and I've been getting them all.
Okay, then you're just very good at this game.
Very sneaky. So yeah. So then I went and finally got in the boat.
Did you not talk to Emily?
No, you're right. I'm so sorry. I did talk to Emily.
Talk about Emily.
I went up to the tower and talked to Emily. She's sitting on the ground reading a book, and she asks if her mother's still alive.
It's so rough. It made me want to die.
That's so sad. Poor girl.
Well, it's so sad because it's like, she was like, to Corvo, she was like, they told me you were dead, but I knew that you weren't. And it's like, well, you were only right about one of those, honey.
Oh, that is so sad. Oh my god. That is a that's so tragic. I'm so sorry, Emily.
Rip.
So yes, I talked to Emily, and then I went and got in the boat with Samuel after I bought sleep darts, which actually what happened is I got in the boat with Samuel, then realized I had forgotten to buy sleep darts and reloaded because I needed to go back and buy sleep darts.
Oh, yeah. I remember you telling me about that.
Yeah, so pretty much Samuel takes you. I even know what the fuck to describe it. It's called Wind's Bridge. But the first part is just like not a big bridge.
I don't really understand the geography of Dunwall, so where whatever.
Yeah, I have no idea. My guess would be that this is like a bridge over like the river. I'm assuming that I think Dunwall's on like both sides of a river. But
is Dunwall just like shitty New York, do you think?
You say that as if New York is not shitty.
Claire, you hate New York. You talk about it all the time.
I hate New York. You're so shitty. Anyways, yes, I think so.
It probably never gets hot in Dunwall. That would be so nice. I mean, everything else would suck. What about, anyway.
What about the killer rats?
Okay, yeah, killer rats versus the sun. I don't know.
I mean, New York also has killer rats, so.
There you go. So, lose-lose situation, basically. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry to anyone who lives in New York and likes it. So, sorry, Linda.
Sorry, Linda. But yeah, so I don't, again, this is like, oh, I guess it's just a weird bridge. This is by far the worst mission.
Yeah, we both hate this mission.
It is so incredibly boring. Nothing interesting happens. It's literally just like three or four separate areas that are along a straight line. And
you just go in a straight, like, I get it's a bridge, but oh my god. I would argue that the Flooded District is like less fun to play, but at least the Flooded District is interesting.
I like the Flooded District, but yeah, this one is just boring as shit. It's gonna be very, like, it's just so boring. I'm so sorry.
It's fine. We'll have fun.
Yeah. So yeah, you get out, and the only interesting thing in the first area is that two guards are talking about curfew, and one of them's like, what do we do if we see someone who is, you know, not meeting curfew? Like, do we tell them? Do we warn them? And the other guy's like, no, we beat them up.
No, like, he says, it's very important. He says, you go and give them a severely deadly beating, which is a bananas thing to say.
Yeah. Wow, I can't believe he really just says that. Oh, love Dunwall.
Yeah, Dunwall sucks. And the other guy's like, oh, okay, I get it. So I'm glad that the punishment for breaking curfew is you get the shit kicked out of you.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's just to explain the fact that if the guards spot you, they just, like, try to murder you.
I guess that's true. I also heard at this point there's a loudspeaker announcement saying Teague Martin, your buddy and your bro, was chosen to be High Overseer.
Oh, nice. I did not hear that. Possibly because I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, I think there's also a loudspeaker announcement about the Pendleton twins.
The Pendletons. Yeah.
Yeah, I did not hear it because I went through a door at the exact moment they started saying it, and then it was gone. I'm presuming it just says that they're missing, or in your case, dead.
Oh, should I talk about the extra research I did about last week's episode?
Oh, yes. Yes, you should.
So, sorry to inject this in the middle of us talking about this boring mission. I'm not that sorry. So, I guess, I can't remember, we must have talked about this on mic, right? Or maybe we didn't talk about it on mic. But we were really curious what would happen if, since you can get Slackjaw to help you deal with the Pendletons, we were curious what would happen if you, like, went and got the art dealer's combination, but only killed one of the Pendleton twins. Because since I got the combination but also just killed the Pendleton twins and went back, and Slackjaw was just like, well, I mean, thanks for the help, but obviously you don't need my help anymore. So I fucking reloaded my save and redid that mission, like, zooming through and just shooting everybody, which was quite fun. And so, so I tortured the art dealer for his combination and then killed one of the Pendleton twins. I should have paid attention to which one it was. I think it was Custis.
Was it the guy in the steam room? Or was it the guy in the bedroom?
It wasn't in the sauna. It was in the bedroom. He was getting, like, a hand massage.
It's Custis.
It's fine. So I, yeah, so I did that and then zoomed back to the distillery district to talk to Slackjaw. And he, after all that effort, he said basically the same thing. But the game does notice if you only killed one of the Pendletons, because he... Ooh. He says, basically, well, word on the street is, like, it seems like one, at least one of the Pendleton twins is dead, and so he doesn't, but I was very curious if he would offer to take care of the other one for you. He does not, which I guess makes sense, because that would make the game...
No! I guess... It makes less sense!
It would make the game state really complicated, because then the game would have to, like, be aware of, like, which one you killed and which one you didn't, because, like, probably... Trevor would bring it up, and so, like, I can understand it would just be, like, not worth it, because no one would ever do that, honestly.
I guess.
Listen. They did their best. The fact that the game notices it makes me happy.
So pretty much he's...
Like, spent 30 minutes replaying this.
So pretty much he's just like, okay, well, you have to take care of the other one, but thanks for this.
I know. It's like, thanks for the help. I'm not gonna do half a job. It's like, okay, Slackjaw, whatever.
Alright. Amazing.
So yeah, that's dedication to this podcast. Okay, back to the royal physician.
There's literally, like, nothing here. We did our due diligence and explored, like, I explored in detail every single area. And there's nothing. There's, like, no interesting notes. There's not even that many, bone charms.
There are not that many. Okay, so there's that rich guy, Pratchett, who, like, you walk up into, like, the second area, and he's complaining about the curfew. And the guards basically just, like, deal with it.
He also mentions, I think he's, like, he says something about how he's smart and smart. Men come out on top even in times of plague, which I was like, fuck you, I want to kill you now just because you said that.
But yeah, he's, like, a shitty capitalist.
He has a four-story house, and I did go steal everything in his house.
Yeah, and he's the guy with the painting safe code, right?
Yes. They also mentioned the guard, and Pratchett mentioned Sokolov, who's apparently also doing fine, even though the city is in turmoil. And they say he'll keep doing fine unless he crosses the wrong person, which is very, very on the nose, because we are the wrong person.
Don't fuck with Corvo. Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, I went and stole everything from the rich guy's house. I knocked him out. He has a copy of The Young Prince of Tivia.
Oh, he does? Oh, I did not notice that.
He does. If you want to open his safe, you have to read a note about the safe code, which is like, look to the paintings for the truth. Like, start with the painting of the crowded streets, then find an anchored whaling ship, and then look at the slaughterhouse, which is very annoying and just means you have to go around his entire four-floor house and look at all the paintings where numbers are disguised in them.
It's so wild that he, like, wrote on a note, like, oh, look to the paintings. It's like, if you bothered to paint in your paintings the numbers of your safe combination, I don't think you would need a note to remind you that you did that.
You're so right.
Like, it's...
You're so correct.
Rich people suck.
Yeah. So yeah, I can't remember the safe code because I didn't care. I just opened his safe and I stole all that shit.
I think it was 473, but it doesn't matter.
That definitely wasn't... No, you're right. That's what it was. That's right. You're correct.
Yeah, I don't know. What did he have? Like, some gold bars or something?
I think there was
a rune in there.
There was a rune and some silver bars.
Ooh, not so fancy now, Mr. Dead Man. I killed him. He got eaten by rats.
Ouch. Did you kill him inside his house?
Yeah.
The rats just came and ate him in his house?
I mean, high chaos, man. There's rats everywhere.
There's rats even in the houses?
Yeah, they, like, just were there and, like... mumed in and, like, ate him. It was really disturbing and I hated it.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I don't think I've ever noticed in High Chaos that they appear in houses as well.
I think maybe I left the door open and so they came in. I don't know, man.
All right, well, he's gone and dead and eaten by rats.
Rip.
Yeah, and then from this guy's house, you can blink across to, like, a balcony where some guy is, like, pacing and yelling. If you sneak up behind him, his little, like, tag over his head says, Mad Survivor. I knocked him out. Well, actually, first I saved, and then I was like, what happens if you talk to him? If you talk to him, he tries to kill you. So I was like, sorry.
So nothing. Yeah, I blinked straight into there, and he, like, went after me with a machete, so I just killed him.
Yeah, he takes out a machete. He does.
It's scary.
So he actually has a rune in his house, so the whole thing is, like, lit up purple, and he has, like, three different journals where, like, part one is talking about how his wife left and he was offered work as a whaler, and while he was working as a whaler, he found a whalebone. Part two says that his whalebone carving is beautiful and he has dreams about it, which, that's so bad.
So bad. Don't keep that. Okay.
Part three says that his cousin was visiting and picked up the bone charm, and the survivor fought him, got very paranoid about it, and then barricaded himself in the room and built a little shrine to the rune.
Well, and if you, he, like, says, like, oh, my cousin's in the corner now, and I, like, feel remorse, and, like, in the corner of that room is a corpse. Oh, so.
I didn't know that. Sorry, dead cousin. He's right there, being dead.
Rip.
And then I went to the outsider shrine.
Yeah.
What did he say to you? I'm very curious.
I think it's, I actually don't know that it's different this time, but so basically, I love this outsider shrine. He's such a bitch. The outsider is, like, basically, like, talking about Anton Sokolov, and he's like, man, like, Sokolov, like, he's like, gives you this whole spiel about him. He's like, but he's not special like you are, which, gay, thank you. And also, and then he just, like, talks about, like, oh, yeah, Sokolov does all this stuff where he, like, tries to do rituals because he wants to, like, see me, because Sokolov's, like, super obsessed with the outsider. And then he ends with, if he really wanted to meet me, he could start by being a little more interesting.
What a bitch.
And then just disappears. I love him. He's so shitty.
Yeah. I think some other things he mentions is he talks about the fact that 1,000 years ago, there was another city that used to be here. Mm-hmm. And people, like, carved whale bones into charms there. And, like, children still find them washed up on the river shores now, which I thought was just interesting.
Yeah, it is very interesting. Yeah, I think this shrine is the same in Lower High Chaos, because he, like, doesn't mention you at all. He's other than to be like, hey, Corvo.
Yeah. But yeah, no. One of the specific things he says is that Sokolov doesn't have his mark, so the runes don't speak to him, which is, I think, mm-hmm. really interesting when you consider that, like, in the game, all of the runes and, like, bone charms, like, make hissing noises, so I have to assume that if you don't have the mark, you can't hear, like, its kind of weird whalebone song or whatever it is, which I just thought was, like, neat.
Yeah, no, that's super interesting. I feel like, I wonder if that's, like, intentionally, like, supposed to be connected to kind of the music boxes, because there's a book later in this level that talks about, like, it kind of, like, explains a little bit how the music boxes work, because it's, like, this guy writing about how the void has this, like, song that can be disrupted by the, like, 17-note scale that the music boxes use or whatever, so there's, like, some association between the void and, like, this weird music that, like, makes up the fabric of the universe or whatever.
I have to assume that, yes, they intended that, because I don't think there's really any reason for the runes to make noises.
I mean, it makes it easier to find them, but...
Well, like, you don't even really hear it until you're, like, a few feet away. And that's you literally true. Already have the heart, which points that's you directly true. To them. So I have to assume it's for world building and being cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is very cool.
It is super neat. It's a really nice touch.
So, yeah. Also, I love how much the outsider hates Sokolov, because I also fucking hate
He's
Sokolov.
He's so fucking awful.
He's such a piece of shit.
Yeah. So after this, this is not quite the bridge. This is, like, whatever you would call the weird little area right before you get to a bridge. Bridge adjacent.
I don't know. It's just, like, a street. It's a fucking annoying street.
It's a street. I climbed onto the roof after this... finding the rune, and you can overhear some fucking guards talking about the arc pylon, and they do mention that they've lost guards to it.
Yeah, they're like, oh, we've, like, lost too many guards to it. It's like, I feel like losing any of your guards to your security measures is probably too many.
It's so, yeah, it's so stupid. So, like, oh, just be careful, make sure to, you know, attune to it at the start of your shift. Wouldn't you rather be safe if the Bottle Street Gang comes by, and then, like, 5 minutes later, the Bottle String Gang breaks into the compound? Yeah, they just get fucking fried by the arc pylon.
Yeah. I think there was an area near here where you like, have to get through past some arc pylons, and if you just, if you rewire them with a rewire tool, it basically, like, I guess, attunes them to Corvo instead of the guards. So a fun thing to do is to do that and then make some noise so the guards come running towards you and then get zapped by the arc pylon.
I can't relate because I didn't do that, but it is very super neat and convenient. But yeah, but pretty much, like, this is just a fucking bridge. I think they mentioned that it's undergoing construction, and it sure does look like it, because
Yeah.
There's, like, a bunch of, like, it. There's no anything on it. And the only thing I really had to do was I just, you know, blinked up top so that the arc pylons on the ground couldn't get me. And then you remove two whale oil tanks to deactivate the floodlights, which Samuel says you have to do or he can't come pick you up.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
In the middle of the bridge, you can find one book on river crust reproduction, which I don't know why the fuck they decided to put that in this game. It's so funny.
I did not find that. That's amazing. What? Tell me about river crust reproduction.
I didn't write it down.
How do the river crust fuck, Claire?
I don't know. I will Google this for you. Here we go. Here's the. It is. This is an. Oh wait. This is an excerpt from a Nature journal written by fucking Piero.
Oh my god, hey, Piero, what the fuck?
Yeah. It doesn't even, it just pretty much is like, there's some colonies. It's, makes, like, no lame sense.
Thanks for nothing, Piero. Yeah. Hey, what are river crusts? Like, compare, like, what real life animal are they similar to? Because it feels like nothing. They just seem horrible.
So, yeah, I don't know if we've explained what river crusts are. They're pretty much just, like, if you had a large oyster
and it spit, like, pearls at you and tried to kill you.
Yeah, if it spits, like, fire or, like, poison at you, and they're attached to, like, the ceilings, and they just open up and spit, like, fire at you, pretty much.
It's like they're loaded, they're like cannons that, they're like turrets, except if turrets were organic. I hate it.
That is, yeah, that's exactly it. You're very correct.
I am always right. But yeah, it's like, that's basically like the function they serve within the game. Anyway, I'm sure you'll hear more about them in the Flooded District, because I remember there being 5 million river crests and me wanting to die.
Yeah, they mostly, they suck. So yeah, I found that book on them. I can also find, I found one guy in a cell. He's like, I was just stealing river crest pearls, not like real shit. Help me out, and I'll show you where I hid the pearls. I'll split them with you 50-50. And I was like, I don't have any beef with you, so I let him out.
Oh, I didn't let that guy out, but I think I overheard some other people talking about him, because they were talking about how they had, like, lost their, like, crime buddy who was supposed to help them, and then now they didn't know where the River Crest Pearl stash was.
Hmm. Were those the people in the cell later talking about that?
Maybe? I don't remember.
Either way, I let him out, and then he ran right into a bunch of fucking guards and made me deal with them. And then he made me shoot a bunch of river crests, and then he took me up to, like, this little area, and he's like, huh, you know, there aren't a lot of honest men these days. And then he fucking threw a Molotov cocktail at me and tried to kill me, and I was like, fuck you.
That's so funny. Oh my god.
I did you such a solid. I don't even want the fucking money. I just was helping you. I was trying to be a good person.
Everyone in Dunwall sucks.
Yeah, so I knocked him out. And then you can, so yeah, then there's, like, a building to the left where you can find, like, a note from the overseer who was talking about the sacred music and the music boxes, yeah. And he was saying that he is a bone charm, and he walked by one of the overseer music boxes, and the bone charm got, like, really cold in his pocket.
Yeah.
But yeah. And then right before leaving this area, you can do what I call another dead body rat game.
Yeah, it is. That's basically it.
So yeah, you can climb up to a balcony, which I did to steal things, and a woman below you is like, please help. And I was like, okay, sure. I'll help you, because obviously the last time I helped someone went so well.
I mean, she seems nice.
She seems nice, and I have a sword, so what's she gonna do?
Yeah.
But basically, she's in a basement with, like, these, like, little raised platforms, and she's on a platform, and there's just, like, a shit ton of fucking rats on the ground. She's like, we get rid of the rats, and I was like, okay.
Sure, sure.
And basically, it was so simple. I just stood on a little platform, aimed my, like, camera down, and swiped it off with my knife.
I just used bend time and then just killed them all while time was very slow.
I didn't even do that because they were literally all congregating under me because they wanted to eat me. And I was like, fuck you, I'm on a tiny little platform.
Destroy the rats. Also, there's like 4 other dead bodies in this little area. It's like a place where people were squatting or something.
Yeah, there's like a bone charm next to one of the dead bodies and a journal. The journal pretty much says, I hope this basement is safe. It's been condemned, but like the city watch isn't coming in here. then later that, like, someone else found this place. He has a bone amulet that says it protects him. I don't know. Hope we can help each other. And, like, a few pages later, it's like, since he showed up, I've been feeling kind of sick and I have bad dreams. There's a shit ton of rats. Soon I won't even be able to leave this shack. Think that amulet is cursed. Think right, buddy.
It's so funny that, like, all of the things in this level are like, hey, bone charms are, like, probably cursed and are gonna make you go crazy and die.
That's literally what this level is, yeah.
It's like, I feel like it's such an interesting tack for the game to be like, yeah, those bone charms are super cursed, whereas, like, for, like, Corvo and anyone who's actually marked by the outsider, they actually, like, are helpful and useful.
It's interesting. It's interesting world building.
Yeah, I think the outsider, despite what he may say later, fucking plays favorites. I don't know.
Thanks. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. And so finally, you can get to the north end of this bridge where Sokolov's fucking house is. And
I was like, is this before or after those, like, big spinny things?
This is after. You're right, there are some big spinny things.
I only remember the big spinny things because the minute you, like, walk into that area, wherever they are, I don't fucking remember, there's this guard that's, like, waxing poetic about them, and they're these, like, big, I should be more specific than spinny thing, because they're, like, I don't know, like, windmills, but they're in the ground?
I assume that they're, like, water turrets that are, like, fueling a factory, so they are giant, like, water wheels, basically, and one of the guards mentions that they fuel a factory nearby.
Yeah, and basically the guard is, like, talking about how, oh, they make him think of the, like, cycle of life or something. And his subordinate is like, okay.
Love that guy.
And then he's also, like, talking to his subordinate again and is like, if they, like, stop turning, like, it would look very bad on your record. Which is funny because there's this wall of light you have to get past, and the easiest way to get past it is to stop the spinny things so you can go and take the whale oil tank out.
I think it's essentially the only way
to get
past.
Which you can
past.
Do by either, like, unplugging the big, whale things, oil tank. Or you can, like, bend time and jump through, which is very hard, but I remember when I did that. My first playthrough.
I just pressed a button. I was like, stop button. Yeah, so you're right. You have to deal with the spinny things, go through the wall of light, and then you're at the north end where Sokolov's house is.
Oh, finally.
Sokolov's house is pretty nice. The rest of the area is just falling to shit. Like, whole sides of buildings are just torn away. There's tons of rats, even in low chaos.
Yeah, it's like there's just, like, houses that basically it looks like someone cut them in half.
So yeah,
you can,
like, they're,
like,
just
see every floor.
They're just, like, ripped apart, pretty much. There's
Which
also,
is, like, I don't even know how that happens.
I don't know. Yeah, what the fuck happened there?
Hey, Sokolov, is this your fault? I think it's your fault.
I'm sure it is. There's also, like, a cell, but instead of bars, it's just a fucking wall of light, which is so fucked up.
Yeah, that's, it's like, you can go through if you want.
Yeah. I removed the whale oil tank, and the lady in the cell was like, oh, that was so solid. Thank you so much. I'm gonna tell you the safe code for the safe I used to work in. It's nearby. Don't know exactly where it is, but here's the safe code. I was like, all
right. It's literally behind a painting in the wall, like, right above where the cell was.
Yeah, but to be fair, like, the whole building, again, has been ripped away. So it's literally, like, I would say, like, a 4-foot by 4-foot plank of flooring sticking out of the wall with a fucking painting onto it.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah. There's also a dead guy on the roof somewhere, a dead Bottle Street gang guy who wrote a note about finding a secret stash. And he says on the note, it's like, you turn the faucet 3 times and the door opens. This happened to be, like, right under him, which I only noticed because I was using void vision. And I was like, I want to get all those things. And I was like, oh, I can't get those things. So I turned the faucet 3 times. There's a shit ton of rats in there, but other than that, nothing super fancy. Just, like, shit to steal.
Good times. Did you overhear those guards that were talking about Sokolov's, like, people he was experimenting on?
No. I did not.
It's like, I think I like got into this area in a weird way because I, like, started on a roof. Because spoiler alert, I, like, skipped Sokolov's entire house and went straight to his roof. But, like, the when I first walked into the area, I could, like, overhear these guards who, one of them was, like, talking to, they were just, like, talking to each other, and one of them was, like, hey, like, so Sokolov's, like, experimenting on these people, but, like, isn't, if he's, like, trying to cure the plague, isn't it weird that he only wants, like, healthy people to experiment on? Like, shouldn't he want people that already have the plague? And the other guard is like, you don't know anything about natural philosophy. Clearly, bitch! He, like, needs health. He's like, clearly he needs, like, healthy people for, like, so he can, like, find, I don't know, so they don't die as quickly or something. And then he, and the other guard is like, okay, I guess, but, like, I don't feel great about this. And the other guard is like, no, it's fine, because they're just pigs, so it doesn't matter. And the other guy is like, you're right. They are just pigs, so it's totally fine that Sokolov is, like, killing them.
Wow!
And then if you, like, stay and keep listening, you'll overhear, I think, I'm not sure if it was the same people in the, who were in the Wall of Light cage or someone else, because, like, I could hear them, but I couldn't see where they were, but mm-hmm. It was these two people who were trapped, who one of them was like, oh my god, we're gonna fucking die, we have to get out of here, and the other one was like, well, like, if you have a plan, then sure, but if not, like, I'm just gonna chill here, so Sokolov sucks.
That is so shitty. Oh, fuck you, Sokolov. Yeah. This time, mm-hmm. when I explored Sokolov's house, I went in through the front door, which I have never fucking done before, because the easiest way to get into his fucking house is to get on the roof and then blink over to the rooftop. I have never in my life done it a different way, and there's no reason you should, because his house is stupid.
Yeah, I remember the first time I played this, I couldn't get on the roof, so I just went in through the front door, and it was hard as hell. It's really hard, especially if you're not killing people.
Yeah, well, so I think it's built in, like, an old factory or something, because the, like, all the outside walls are, you know, kind of rough brick, and they have, like, the painted-on signs that you can see in a lot of Dunwall that are like, oh, like, you know, Calero cigarettes or whatever it said. So it's like, I think this used to be, like, a factory or something, but pretty much it's,
so
like,
Sokolov is, like, gentrifying this area, basically.
Pretty much. But yeah, so it's, like, a factory, and it is awful. It's kind of convenient because there's no ceilings anywhere. He just builds, like, walls and then doesn't put ceilings on them because there's, like, pipes and shit running through.
Which, if you can blink, is very useful.
It's very convenient, but at the same time, he doesn't fucking have walls in, like, really normal places you should have walls so people can see you really easily, including an overseer with a fucking music box.
Yeah.
So yeah, I went around and, like, knocked people out. I removed some whale oil tanks, which I think is very funny that the guards complain about how fast the whale oil runs out instead of being like, suspicious.
Hey, is this glowing blue tank, like, laying outside of the thing where it's supposed to be? Like, almost like somebody took it out?
It is kind of nice because, like, one of them, if you take out the whale oil tanks, one of them will come to fill it up again.
Oh, that's cool.
It's very, it's a really neat thing, but also the whale oil tanks are, like, out of the way, so you can knock them out really easily.
Yeah, so they go to, like, that room where there's, like, the refilling station?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice. It's very convenient.
That's, like, clever.
There's also, so mostly his house is, like, his first few floors are, like, kind of, like, a museum almost of a bunch of stuff he's invented, and the guards are kind of just walking around looking at it all. There's also a fucking painting of a lady in white with her back to the painter, The Obtuse Arguments of Lady Boyle.
Huh. Oh, did we even say the reason that we were going to get Sokolov?
I think we did in the last episode, but basically it's that he painted a portrait of the Lord Regent's mistress, who is not named. So we're going to get Sokolov to make him give us the name of that woman.
Yeah.
Which
is interesting also, because there's only one way to do this mission, isn't there? There's no, because, like, since it's not a lethal mission by default, there's no lethal, non-lethal choice.
Yeah, you just have to smuggle him down to Samuel. That's it.
Oh, I know that because I accidentally killed him, like, three times while trying to knock him out because I hit the wrong button and immediately failed the mission. I was so used to hitting, like, R2 instead of R1, which is because, like, R1 is knock people out and R2 is kill them.
Amazing. I love it.
So
I stole that painting, and then Sokolov is in his lab on the top floor, which, as we previously mentioned, it's way fucking easier to just blink over there to his rooftop and his, like, rooftop lab.
Yeah, it's like basically, like, effectively a greenhouse on his roof, except instead of plants, there's horrible medical experiments happening.
Pretty much. If you walk through the door to his lab. He's in the middle of recording an audiograph. He talks specifically about test subject 312 and says, based on, like, I don't know, I think, like, the disintegration of her skin, she'll be dead by mid-morning tomorrow.
Yeah.
At the end of it, someone, like, he turns off the audiograph and someone is like, please, sir, let me go. And he's like, oh, you're awake. How do you feel? And she's like, I feel fucking awful. What the fuck do you think?
She's like, yeah, I feel, I'm in a cage and you've been experimenting on me. I don't feel great.
Yeah. So she's like, do I have the plague? I don't want to die. And he says, don't worry, 312. I gave you a formula that's working as it should. I can't let you go yet because I'm not done studying it, but tomorrow will make all the difference. And so she says, tomorrow, then I'm not going to die. And he says, it's very important, tomorrow I'll have the guards remove you from my cell. Which,
it's like so clearly, you. Like, he's talking about your body.
Yeah, it's like, fuck you, Sokolov. You are so fucking awful. You're the worst.
Sucks so bad.
Like, buddy, human experimentation is fucking bad.
Yeah, and it's like, and what, if you, like, go back and listen to the audiograph that he was recording, you hear the beginning of it, and he's basically like, as I suspected, like, combining these two formulas makes the plague go faster. And it's like, hey, why did you do that?
Yeah. I wrote that down too. I was like, why, if you suspected that would happen, why did you do that?
Like, that's not what you want, my dude, my man.
Could you not have just gotten, like, some rats?
Yeah, he's the worst. But so, basically, you can go talk to him.
Oh, you can talk to him? I didn't talk to him.
Yeah, I didn't even intentionally talk to him, he just saw me. And he doesn't try to fight you, which I think is actually pretty interesting, probably because he's, like, a weak old man. But instead of fighting you, he basically starts, like, begging for his, he's like, who sent you? Like, and starts, like, begging for his life and, like, basically kind of tries to bribe you. He's like, whatever, he, like, is like, oh, like, I can probably pay you more. Or, like, oh, did Piero send you? Was he jealous?
That's so funny. Fuck you, Sokolov. You deserve to have this panic.
Yeah, but it's, like, he doesn't run away or do anything like that. He just stands there and keeps, like, he basically will, like, say the same stuff on loop, which I heard because I fucking accidentally shot him in the face. sorry. God, I gave over. Sorry, Sokolov.
That's super interesting that he doesn't run away, that he just, yeah. I guess he must know that, like, an assassin's gonna keep coming at him.
I guess it's, like, he just assumes that he can't fight, and, like,
he's old.
Yeah, and he, like, doesn't even really call for his guards, either. Maybe they just wanted to make it easier, because his house is such a shithead, like, so shitty to get through.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you basically just knock him out, and you can steal his key and let out the lady in the cage.
Which I did. I did let her out.
I also did, yeah.
Also, he just, like, kept fucking talking to her and before I knocked him out. So she asked if she could have some pain medication. He says, no, that would interfere with my research. You should thank me. I'm going to cure the plague. And a bunch of, like, bullshit about how,
and she does thank him. She's like, oh, thanks.
Yeah. So, yeah, then I fucking knocked him out, and I let this girl out. She's like, oh, thank you. And I'm like, yeah, I'm so sorry this happened to you. I love you.
And then she's like, oh, I'm going to go, like, sit in a corner till I feel better.
I feel so bad she's dead.
Yeah, sorry, lady.
Yeah. I think there's nothing else, really, in his, like, greenhouse, except for a note from a watch lieutenant who got some, like, black market elixir from Slackjaw for Sokolov.
Oh, yeah, to, like, check what's in it.
Yeah, he says, like, people are scared, and, like, obviously, I don't know who this watch lieutenant is. I like him, because he's like, people are scared, and they can't really afford the good elixir, and even some of the watchmen have bought some, so I don't know if it helps people, but it probably doesn't hurt them.
Oh, and then you can, like, there's, like, an empty bottle and, like, a store of elixir right next to it, so you can, like, pour yourself some, which I think is nice.
It is nice. I, like, because I'm being sneaky and knocking people out, I have the whole 10 elixirs you can carry, so, like, meant nothing to me.
Yeah, I just chugged some, and then went downstairs and killed everyone in his house.
Just for good riddance.
Good riddance.
Yeah. Then I picked him up.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else interesting in his house, and unfortunately, I think the answer is no.
I think the answer is no. There's some maids, there's some watch guards.
Yeah, why does he have that overseer in his house?
I don't know. I have zero idea. You would think, given how much, like, heretical stuff he's into, he wouldn't have one.
Yeah, it's like I can only assume he doesn't like the overseers because he like loves the outsider so much.
Maybe that's why he didn't call for any of the guards.
Yeah.
He's like, fuck that overseer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, but
what? I remember in the audiograph he also mentioned that like this something about like the formula he was using came to him in a dream.
Yeah, Formula 25. He dreamt up.
Ugh.
Fuck you. Ugh. Fuck him so much.
Yeah, so basically you have to... This game doesn't make you do escort missions, but it does sometimes make you carry people's bodies places. So you have to, like, carry his unconscious body to the end of the level.
Yeah, which, again, is super easy because you can, like, blink off his rooftop onto a few other rooftops and then just blink down in front of Samuel, who does not seem bothered by the fact that you just magically appeared in front of him with an unconscious body. Which, A+, Samuel! You don't need to ask any fucking questions.
Yeah, I like to think Samuel, like, totally knows that you're, like, a heretic and whatever, but is just like, you know what? It's not my business.
Oh, what a bro. So Samuel's like, alright, you good? And you're like, yeah, I'm good, thanks.
Yeah, please take me out of this fucking level.
Yeah, because it's the worst level. I think, genuinely, I think out of every single level in every single game, this is the worst one.
Yeah, I think that's valid. Yeah, I'm like, thinking about the other games, and, like, I think that's pretty much correct.
Yeah.
Dishonored, I think on a whole, Dishonored 2 has, like, better levels.
I think so.
Mostly because there's, like, so much more wild shit they do with them.
Yeah, I think a lot of the, like, especially a lot of the middle levels in Dishonored 2 get really intense, whereas the ones in Dishonored 1 are more basic.
Yeah.
But, well, at least you don't have to do escort missions, so.
God bless.
Yeah. So when you're driving back with Samuel, he mentions that they set up a cell for Sokolov in the old kennels. Which, fuck you, Sokolov.
Yep.
And then Havelock greets him. He's like, oh, well done! You can have your life back! We can strike at the Lord Regent! Sokolov gave us elixirs and war machines! He could have made us a great nation! Which, what if he'd, like, invented some good shit?
Yeah, it's like, actually, you didn't hear what he was saying in his fucking weirdo lab, dude.
Also, I mean, Havelock does specifically say Sokolov gave us really good war machines, which, first of all, no, he didn't, because they kill a lot of people who are supposed to be on your side, and second of all, no war machines are good war machines.
Yeah. Also, like, fucking Dunwall isn't at war with anybody.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, like, what are they gonna do? Like, conquer people? Like, you shouldn't be doing that. That's bad.
Dunwall is literally at war with its lower class. That's what Dunwall is at war with.
Dunwall's having a huge class war. That is very true.
But yeah, pretty much it's like, I mean, like, I guess he invented Elixir, which is a really good thing, but he's definitely rich enough to give that shit away for free.
Yeah,
or at least give out the recipe for free. Bitch.
Okay. So you get back. I killed, again, about 50 people, which seems to be my average for these missions.
I did not kill a single one. I got that fucking check mark.
Hey, nice.
Havelock's all, go to bed, and you're like, no. Actually, the little prompts that it gives you, it's like, you can either, okay, yeah, I'll turn in, or no, I want to say goodnight to Emily, which is very sweet, and I was like, yeah, let me say goodnight to my daughter, I love her.
I know, it's so cute, and then you can go and say goodnight to her, except she's already asleep and she's having nightmares.
Yeah. Yeah, she's asleep, there's no blankets, because I'm presuming they're too hard.
Yeah, I think, it's just her model, like, lying on her side. Like, yeah, I think it would be hard for them to, like, put her actually in bed.
Blanket. Yeah, Callista's sitting with her, and she's like, it took her a really long time to fall asleep. Like, please don't wake her. And you're like, yeah, that's valid. She's having a rough life. If you do try and talk to her, like, she will say, she'll just talk in her sleep. But I didn't write down anything that she said.
Oh, I did. All right. Let me see if I can decipher my handwriting. Oh, right. She, like, says, like, I think one of the last things she says is, like, I don't like your eyes. Why are they so black? Stop looking at me.
Oh.
So she's having dreams about the outsider, which, hey, outsider, maybe chill, like, with my 10-year-old daughter.
Yeah, she's a kid.
Giving bad dreams. Like, hey, maybe wait 15 years.
I know. But, like, other than that, they're all just basically, like, I think she calls out for her mom, and she calls out for Corvo, which is, I think, more generally, the sort of nightmares you would have if you were in Emily's situation.
Yeah, she, like, I think she's, like, pretty clearly dreaming about, like, her mom getting murdered in front of her. Which, you know, valid.
Mm-hmm. If you look around the tower room, because, again, she's in the fucking tower, where you have to, like, go up to the attic and, like, crawl out the window and go on a weird iron scaffold to a tower, which is just a room in a tower, no other way down.
Yeah, there's no stairs down. It's so funny. Yeah.
She drew a picture of, like, she drew, like, the golden cat poster, which is really cute. It's just, like, aww, a literal cat. It's adorable. She also drew a picture of her mom, which is sad. It says mommy on it.
It's really sad. Oh, and there's that audiograph where it's Callista talking about, like, throwing her a tea party.
Yeah. I think it's, like, Callista talking about how she doesn't really want to, like, she already knows all of her manners and stuff, because Callista's, like, supposed to be tutoring her and kind of being her nanny or her governess or whatever, which, you know, that's a pretty sweet gig, Callista. Great job.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to do any murders or kidnap anyone or anything.
Yeah. So she pretty much is talking about how, like, Emily knows everything, but she's being really childish. So they, like, had a tea party, and instead of having, like, plates, they, like, folded, like, napkins and plates out of pieces of paper. And she's like, that's not good enough for the Empress, but it's what we've got.
Aww.
Yeah. So that was very sad. So I was like, I love you, my daughter. And then I left.
She's so good. Oh, I remembered a cute thing I think she said, or if you talked to her before the mission, which is like, so while I'm here, I'm supposed to stay in this small tower. That'll be good practice for when she, like, stays in Dunwall Tower.
That's cute. Which is really cute. That's so adorable.
Aw, I love Emily. I'm really sad about how fucked up she's gonna get because I'm playing High Chaos.
Yeah. Sucks to be you. So yeah, if you go to your room in the attic, there is a note on the, like, the door that from Piero that's like, Corvo, thank you for getting me a live weeper. It's going to be invaluable to my old friend at the Academy of Natural Philosophy, since living plague specimens are so rare. Rest assured, my colleague will handle the situation as humanly as possible.
What?
Which I presume...
I did not see this note.
That's because you killed them. Like, when you had to go, when you go down to the sewers and take care of the weepers, you killed them, but I sleep darted them. And I guess Pierre was like, that's an opportunity.
You know, I think I feel better about my decision to kill them.
I feel, yeah, I was like, fuck you. I don't like that. So, I mean, I don't know who he's talking about, but I've just condemned it. They're like a zombie, essentially, to being a, you know, an experiment. Feel bad.
There's so much, like, horrible, like, torture in these games. It seems like all science men are just so bad.
I think, first of all, yes, that's true. If you're a man and you do science, fuck you.
If you're a man, fuck you.
Yes, correct. I do really like in, like, zombie video games when they sort of include this as, like, a, wow, people will go to, like, some really extreme, like really extreme actions to cure this sort of stuff. And I especially like when it's shown in that, fuck you, this is awful and cruel sort of thing. And I don't think Dishonored, like, focuses on it very much. But, like, I think they do a pretty good job of making you feel, like, fuck about it.
Yeah, well, yeah. When we get to Dishonored 2, we can get into the continued portrayal of Sokolov, which I have a lot of questions about.
Yeah. We could spend literally an entire hour just discussing that, so we'll wait.
Let's do an hour where we dunk on Sokolov.
It's so bad.
Also, if you go to Piero's workshop, there's a new audiograph up top where basically he, like, is talking shit about Sokolov, because they fucking hate each other.
Is that the one where he talks about what he would say at Sokolov's funeral?
Oh my god, is it? I'm not sure. I can't remember it that well.
It's pretty much like he would give a speech at Sokolov's funeral being like, did he invent that really, like, great things? I don't know. Only time will tell.
That's so fucking funny.
Also, if you, right before you go to bed, you can find a reward from Lord Pendleton, which is like 2 bars of silver and a note saying, that business with my brothers is unpleasant, so don't talk to me about it. But I heard that you found other means of neutralizing them without killing them. Wherever they are, no matter how miserable, at least they're alive. Perhaps one day I can see them again. Thank you. And I was like, that's nice. You don't know that, like, their tongues have been cut out and they've been put to work in mines. But, you know, I'm not going to tell you. You said not to talk about it.
It's fine. We never, Yeah, I did not get that.
That's because you murdered them.
I did. Yeah. They fucking deserved it. They suck.
They did. They so deserved it. And then I went to bed.
Yep, and then you go to bed, because, again, everyone's like, oh, the fuck to sleep, Corvo.
And you're like, I was tired, so yeah, go to bed.
And you wake up in the morning and Emily wakes you up.
She says you make funny faces in your sleep. And also she's like, Calista told me to run here if there was ever any trouble, which prompts you to either, like, you can choose what you want to tell her. And you can either tell her you can stay in my room whenever, or you should stay in your own room and I'll be right here. I'm not cruel. So I was like, you can come here whenever.
Yeah, I also said that. I don't know what happens. I guess if you tell her to leave, she leaves, but that's horrible. So if you let her stay, she, like, grabs a book and sits in the corner and reads.
Yeah. She says, thank you, that makes me feel better. And I'm like, fuck you, I'm so sad. she also drew you a picture. It is a picture of you. It says daddy on it.
Oh, that's cute. I fucking missed all these pictures, or she, like, didn't draw one. I'm not sure.
It was, like, if when you woke up, it should have been on, like, your bedside table.
I might have not been looking, because it was late. Yeah, I'm curious if it's a different, is it, like, a different picture yet, if you were in High Chaos?
I don't know. I don't think so. This is just a picture, like, she just drew a picture of you. I don't think it changes. I think that happens a little later.
Can't wait.
Yeah. So that was really sweet. And also, in Dishonored 2, which is very, very far down the road, you can find both the picture she drew of Corvo and the picture she drew of Jessamine hanging up in Corvo's quarters.
Are they the same picture?
It's the same picture, yeah. They're, like, framed.
Oh, that's amazing. That's so... I went and found those because you told me about it.
Yeah, no, I was looking at them. I looked at them this mission, and I was like, it's the same one. Those two pictures she drew are the same ones that Corvo hangs up in his room 15 years later.
That's so cute. He saves them for 15 years. That's fucking incredible.
Yeah.
All right. That's so cute.
Yep.
Okay. Time to talk about torture.
I went and read Havelock's journal again.
Oh, did he? Oh, yeah. What did he say?
He says, I'm so impressed with Corvo to be able to kill people and also be able to kidnap people. Amazing.
You know, the two skills that any person can have.
He also talks about Pierre and Sokolov as the two greatest minds in the Empire, and if they work together, they could create everything. That's so cool. And Havelock's like, if I could command both of them, well, I'll wait and see. Which, fuck you, Havelock.
Fuck you, Havelock.
You can also find Pierrot, who is spying on Calista in the bath.
I hate him and this.
He's looking through a keyhole at her in the bath. What a fucker.
And if you talk to him, isn't he like,
He tries to make up some bullshit about, like, improving the lock and then, like, just sputters over himself until he eventually is like, no, I'm not doing that.
God,
You can either tell him, I'd rather you didn't spy on people, or you can tell him, who you watch in the bathtub is none of my concern. Which it is my concern. Fuck you, Piero.
It is definitely my concern. God, that sucks.
Yeah. Something that's very funny. So if you use, like, void gaze to see Calista's outline, she's, you know, her little form is sitting in the bathtub, but she's still wearing her skirt and heel, or, like, her apron and heels.
She's just, like, chilling in there reading. Like, she wasn't even taking a bath.
It's very, very funny. And then finally, you can go do torture.
Yeah. You can go basically to where Sokolov is, in fact, locked up in the kennels where they told you he would be. And he's just, like, in this cage, kind of walking around.
Pendleton
is once you walk in, yeah, you can, like, start the interrogation or whatever.
Yeah, Pendleton is outside being all, I wonder if he can paint my portrait again. Just me this time.
Yeah. Because the other portrait is, like, him, like, behind his two brothers.
Yeah. So, yeah, when you walk in, Havelock is, like, beginning a stupid speech about how Corvo knows what loyalty is. And Sokolov's kind of like, don't care. Don't like you. Don't like the Regent. Loyal only to myself. You're a bitch.
Which, as much as I hate Sokolov, valid.
Like, I hate him, but power move.
Yeah.
Havelock's like, bitch, tell me what I want to know, or I'm going to release these monster rats on you. We know you painted the Regent's mistress. Who is she?
Yeah, and Sokolov's basically like, I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah, if you talk to Sokolov, he's like, you all suck. Fuck you, Corvo. I'm not scared of rats, and my willpower is legendary. So then you can either...
funny thing to say.
Yeah, it's very funny. Then you can either choose to release the rats or find a bribe for him. If you say, I'm going to find him a bribe, Havelock's like, well, that's a curious strategy.
That's so funny that Havelock's like, oh, you can, like, do a thing other than torture him?
Mm-hmm. And Sokolov's like, a strategy of which I approve. I could use a drink. Very conveniently, you don't have to, like, search the entire pub for a drink for him. Like, a little pop-up will be like, go see Piero. Piero will tell you Sokolov loves this certain kind of brandy called King Street Brandy, which Piero hates and has a bottle of anyways. But it's really fancy.
So you buy it for him for, like, basically, you buy it from him for, like, no money, right? Like, 200 coins or something?
It's like, yeah, it's, like, 200 coins.
Which is, like, nothing.
It's nothing in the grand scheme of the game, but in real life, if some bitch was like, you can buy this, you know, brandy for me for 200 coins, I'd be like, no. Absolutely. I mean, fuck not.
Like, in the, like, economy of this game, like, one crossbow bolt costs, like, 200 coins. So, like, 200, or 20 coins.
Does it really?
So 200 coins cannot be that much.
Interesting. Wow. Their dollar just tanks then.
I mean, that's, their economy is probably fucked.
Yeah. So, yeah, I bought it off him. And also, I feel like saying that, hey, you have to buy this brandy for me is a really bold move for a guy who just, you just caught spying on a woman while yeah. she bathes.
That's actually incredible. I wish there was an option for you to be like, do you want me to tell everybody about that? And for him to just give it to you.
Yeah. Because, yeah, when you catch him spying, he's like, I respect you, and I respect that you can kill me. Please don't tell anyone about this. Like, I can still kill you over this brandy.
Like, listen, if I wouldn't get a game over immediately, I could just kill you whatever.
And I would. Yeah. So, yeah, I bought this brandy, gave it to Sokolov. Sokolov's like, holy shit, this is good-ass brandy. I didn't think anyone more existed. Awesome, I'll tell you whatever you want to know.
It's so easy. Yeah, I went the route where you tortured him with rats, because I had never done it before, so I was curious.
Me either, tell me what happens.
It's, like, not even that bad. I thought it was going to be really bad, because this is Dishonored. Basically, like, Havelock just, like, opens up this little grating and lets a bunch of rats in, and Sokolov is like, oh, shit, and, like, he basically stands up on, like, he, like, grabs onto the bars of the cage and, like, stands up so he's, like, not on the floor and the rats can't get him, and he immediately is like, okay, I'll tell you whatever you want to know, like, whatever, and, like, the rats don't even, like, eat him at all. They're just, like, once he agrees to help you, like, they, like, leave the cage and it's fine. I was worried it was gonna be gross.
How do they leave the cage? Is Havelock, like, a carnivorous rat trainer?
Oh my god.
Like, how do they-
Apparently, I don't know, yeah, I don't know how he got them to leave again. Unclear.
Fine.
Like, whatever.
Either way, Sokolov tells you it was Lady Boyle, but he never saw her face or learned her first name. He only painted her from behind, which, hey, remember that painting we found? The lady in white from behind that just says the obtuse arguments of Lady Boyle? That's the painting!
Weird. And Corvo was like, oh shit, I had that painting, but I already sold it for like 300 coin or whatever so I could buy you the branding.
Yeah. But pretty much he's like, I don't know which Boyle she is. I was gonna actually meet her at this masked ball tonight, but I guess I'm not going. And everyone's like, cool.
And Havelock is like, oh, that's so perfect, there's a ball tonight?
Yeah. So yeah, I guess we're going to a party.
Let's go. And I think it's Sokolov who like looks at you and is like, well, you already have a mask.
Yeah, he does. What a bitch. Yeah, and so I think it is truly so unfair that you have to get through the entirety of this shitty mission before you get to the Boyle party, which is objectively the best mission.
It's so good. I can't wait for us to talk about it for like 3 hours straight, probably. We managed to talk about this mission, which we hate, for an hour.
We did manage. We pulled it together.
We did it. Everyone should be very thankful to us. And if you are not playing this game, you should feel happy that you didn't have to play this mission.
It sucks. It really is so shitty. Dunwall's the worst.
Yeah, I mean, I guess in a game that has, like, 9 missions, I guess it's fine if one of them kind of sucks.
Is it?
I would prefer that it didn't suck, but what are you gonna do? Also, I was thinking about this. I think the first mission of Knife of Dunwall is still better than this, but I hate the first mission of Knife of Dunwall.
Is that the one where you go to the slaughterhouse?
Yeah. And it's both gross and hard. It's so hard.
You're right. That one does suck. But again, it's at least interesting.
It is at least interesting. And we will talk about it in like 3 months or whatever.
I don't know. We're zooming through.
So is that it? Are we good?
I think so. I don't think there's anything else to do. Corv was like, gonna go to a party, and then they like are like, alright, get ready to go to the party immediately.
I know, another, I guess you got to sleep already, But yeah, it's like, again, the timeline of this game is bonkers, because, like, both, like, the last three missions all had to happen consecutively.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no, time is fake in Dunwall, actually.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
All right. Give me all of your handles. Where are you?
You can find me on Twitter at Lucky Dice Kirby. And where I will tell you to watch both Killing Eve and Person of Interest. You who is listening to this should watch Killing Eve. Claire can confirm, because we're probably going to watch more Killing Eve after this.
Yes. I have to finish my cider somehow.
And you can find the podcast at Drunken Whalers. And I post memes there. Go look at our memes. Claire, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Surrealist Trees. You can also find the Let's Plays that my roommate and I do at Bitches Get Glitches on YouTube. And our intro and outro music is Goosebeak Whale, My Alps, which I'll include a link to that in the show notes. Is that it? That's all we have to say? I feel like we were too streamlined.
Sorry, should we have been worse? Should we have been more drunk?
I guess so.
It's probably because I've been drinking this coffee. Anyway, we did it. Now we're through the bad mission and we can get to the good mission. Yay!
Bye, everyone. Thanks for listening.
Thanks. Bye.